Broadcasting live from Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Cape Fear Seniors, where those who impact seniors' lives gather to tell their stories.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Petcher. I'm your host of Cape Fear Seniors. Today, we have two folks from Pathfinder Wealth Consulting. We have Jason Wheeler, who's the co-founder of the company, and Megan Kopka, Business Development Director, again, for Pathfinder Wealth Consulting. Welcome to you both to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Let's just start right at the beginning. What's the Pathfinder story? How long have you been in existence? What brought you to start this company, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. My business partner, Rob Penn, and myself were in the purely investment management business. Before starting our own firm, we were at Morgan Stanley. And in 2005, we decided to venture out and start our own path, and that's when Pathfinder came into existence. We've been in Wilmington. My business partner started here in 95. We started our own firm in 2005. And so we just had our 9-year anniversary. The idea of Pathfinder was that most people that were coming to us wanted more than just investment advice. They really wanted comprehensive financial planning advice, and they wanted someone that could be a trusted advisor instead of just their money guy. Mm-hmm. And so we expanded our services into insurance, into financial planning, in addition to our investment management services. And it really became clear to us that the culture at the big investment bank wasn't one that suited us or our clientele. So we left in 2005, started our own firm. We brought over, at that time, our service manager. And since then, we've added a director of financial planning services. We've added our business development officer. And then we also have another administrative assistant. So there's six of us in the firm now. And almost all of our clients are local. But the 5 to 10% are people who lived here at one time and have moved away. So we have clients in about 25 states.
Wow.
And we have a lot of multiple generation families that we work with, and really cover all the different elements.
You make it sound like the sort of organic, all-encompassing approach is less common than what you find with most investment advisors. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. What I have found is that most people do investment planning, and so they call it a financial plan. And what they look at is, what are the means in which we can either derive an income for retirement or manage money in a tax-efficient way. And so they're really focused on one purpose rather than the comprehensive approach. And so there are investment advisors that also sell insurance. But in our approach, we start with the financial plan, and that's a goal-based model, so that when we meet a client, we ask, what are you trying to accomplish in life? Then we will back in to figuring out whether or not you need to do certain things with your money. And so we take an approach, we call it, the acronym we use is EPIC, and it's the EPIC path. And what it means is that we like to educate people first. And so most people do not know all the options available to them, whether it's estate planning, tax planning, investment planning, lots of different areas. People don't have the time or the means to research this stuff. So we want to first give people an education. And I've heard that we're not supposed to be educators, we're supposed to be advisors. But in my opinion, people cannot feel confident and secure in their decisions unless they know the options. And so for me, education is a big fundamental of what we do. Then the P is planning. So then we actually get into the planning aspect. I is implementation. So no plan is good unless you follow through with it. And then C is a commitment. And for us, we take clients on for life. And our approach is very hands-on. We're very labor-intensive. We meet with our clients. We have a process in which we cover all the different elements of their financial plan, taxes, insurance, estate, investments, and we do that throughout the year with all of our clients.
So it sounds like by definition, you really are developing a fairly deep relationship with each client.
Absolutely. It's amazing the level of wisdom that I have learned from my clients over the years, working with multiple generations. You know, I'm somewhat of a younger guy in the business, and it's interesting to have been working with retirees for 15 years and really now having their kids and sometimes even their grandkids as clients, and watching the family develop as a whole unit is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's got to be very, very rewarding. Megan, how did you happen to find Pathfinder?
I had a similar experience in the industry where I started at one of the larger firms and was pretty dissatisfied because my, I shouldn't say favorite client, but very close to, I guess my parents need to be my favorite, right?
If they're listening.
A very close client relationship that I had needed further planning. He has a debilitating long-term illness, and he was interested in wealth transfer. And he was in his late 60s at the time. You know, he was interested in Roth conversions. He was interested in passing money on as a legacy. He was concerned about his health and how much the care would cost. And I knew that I needed someone who was very intricate and detailed and knowledgeable on planning. And, you know, where I was, it was you open accounts, you invest money, and you move on. And that's not my style. Mm-hmm. And then it happened in my own personal life where my husband became terminally ill. And then that's where it really your planning hat comes on of not only what I have learned and done for others, but what can I do for myself? And so when I sought out leaving a larger firm, I was looking for a small boutique firm. I was looking for somebody that was going to be detail-oriented and did planning. And that's what I found with Pathfinder.
And so you wound up really, because of the situation with your husband and his illness, becoming a client to yourself. I mean, you really became a Pathfinder client in addition to dealing with a lot of clients.
Exactly.
What are some this? I'll shoot this to either one of you or both of you. What are some of the major issues older investors face?
Yeah, I guess some of the first things that I like to tell people is working in a the retiree market is that we joke and say there's three phases of retirement. There's the go-go, the slow-go, and the no-go years. And of course, everyone's a little different. But what I've seen is the people who are retiring at 65 when I started in the business are now 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of life transitions that happen in there. So when you're working with seniors, the first and foremost, you have to understand the changes that they're going through. And they're not going to be the same changes that I'm going through in life. And so you have to experience in a lot of different ways. And many times, people are unaware of the changes that they're going through themselves. Mm-hmm. And so through our experience of working in that demographic, we're able to bring some foresight into their future, probably before they're willing to talk about it. And so you
detected over the 15 years of business that there are patterns that people go through, and they're fairly straightforward for almost every individual.
Yep. To talk about things like estate planning with someone who's 65, mm-hmm. or talk about long-term care planning are very difficult for a lot of people. And by doing it in my office with the planner hat on, it's typically the only time that they're really going to look out that far when they're 80 years old and they're in my office. You know, we're talking about decisions about the next level of housing, for example, and some of the decisions they have there. How much do they get their children involved? There's certainly financial consequences of all these different decisions, and that's the fundamental of this. But the reality is being able to be ahead of those decisions mm-hmm. gives people security and peace of mind, which is really the most important part that I see working with seniors.
Plus, they don't get blindsided. They're not surprised necessarily by that, the next phase, whether it's go-go, slow-go, or no-go.
That's right.
Megan, in previous conversations you and I have had, you talked quite articulately about the difference that you find gender to gender, males to females, and how men and women relate differently to money, to planning, to the responsibility and so forth. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Thanks. I see a lot of differences between the men and the women. In the generation, the greatest generation, you see a lot of women that are sometimes blindsided because they had an expectation that the financial matters were handled. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, having been part of caregiving groups and now widows groups, just through my own personal situation, I see a lot of that generation, our older generation, that aren't financially prepared. Some of the things about the finances scare them more than anything, mm-hmm. whether or not they have enough money. They trusted that the titling was done correctly and that their husbands knew that. And I just, I can't express enough that this profession exists for a reason. You know, was your husband or significant other a CPA? Was he a financial advisor? Did he work in the banking industry? Is he an estate attorney? And you hope that those professionals have it right. So just like we had mentioned before, even with me in my own situation, I did a lot of my planning when I was at the larger firm. It was kind of a I had a pretty good plan in place to begin with, obviously, mm-hmm. being in the industry. I walked the walk. But there were things that happened afterwards where I thought, oh my gosh, what if I pass away first? Mm-hmm. And then what my husband's care would cost. So I did bulk up my life insurance and I bought myself long-term care policy, which I'm probably the youngest one who's ever done that, essentially. But it was nice to come into Pathfinder and have second eyes look at it. This is what I've done for myself. So even as a professional, it's nice to take off your own hat and say, hey, I need second eyes and I need your professional opinion with your wisdom, because some of these decisions are emotional. So you see a lot of women engage on the financial planning side mm-hmm. because they want to know what would happen in worst case scenarios. And you see a lot of men get really excited about the investment side mm-hmm. and the performance and what kind of things can we do to help us in our tax situation. So a lot of times it's the difference between, I guess, money and planning, but it all goes hand in hand and it creates an ultimate security for both spouses. Now, whether you're single or, right. or as a couple.
Can you talk a little bit about some of, at a high level, not too in the weeds, but some of the products and services that you do offer and how they integrate in the way that you, that helps you do that sort of overall, overarching, organic kind of advisement?
Jump in here on this one. So the baseline for all of our relationships starts with a comprehensive financial plan, and it's really has four areas. So the first is, what do you want to do with your life? It's the goal-based part of the plan. Once we figure that out, which that's where the education, that's where the options come in, that's where a lot of get to know you questions, we need people to open up. We call it getting financially naked. So people have to really open up to understand what's inside. After that, we look at your resources. What are your income sources? What are your asset source resources? Once we have those two, then we can go back through and say, well, how do those apply to your goals? And then we come back with the risk model. And our risk model has six fundamental areas that we go through. And those are your typical places where people fall short in their financial plan: healthcare, inflation, spending too much, having too much tied to the market, helping adult dependents, whether that's their mm-hmm, kids right. or their siblings. So the risk model. And then what we do is we come in at the end and say, okay, we've got a plan. It sounds great. Here are the assumptions. What are the what-if scenarios you want to see? What are you scared of? What are your dreams on the high side? What if you had more resources than you thought? Mm-hmm. And so that's the what-if scenario and a sensitivity to the assumptions we use. So after that, the plan's done. Then we look at the investments. And in our opinion, there is not one right solution. So
for an individual or for anybody?
For everyone. So what we have to do is we have to look at that plan and then apply that to what investments meet that person's needs, rather than coming up with a product and selling it to everybody who comes in the door and making their plan fit our product. It's the exact opposite. We'll go out and shop all the products and services that are out there. Being independent, we have no proprietary stuff. So we want to find out what's right for you. And then as far as on the insurance side goes, we do offer insurance as well, because we have found that a lot of insurance agents, not all, really try to sell as much insurance as they can. Mm-hmm. And many times it's a trade-off between the bad stuff that could happen and being really insured for that. But what about the good stuff? Now you have less money because you spent too much on insurance right. to actually do the fun stuff that you wanted to do. So it's a balancing act. But essentially, we're very objective in the products and services that we offer.
Do you have to, either one of you can pick up on this one, do you have to work with other professionals? I mean, obviously, you're sort of the core resource for your client in terms of financial planning. Who else do you have to work with on a regular basis, and what are those relationships like?
I'm going to start off with just letting you know we have three certified financial planners in our office.
On your staff.
And that is huge to me. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic resource. It's if you don't know what certified financial planning is, they cover so much on everything that you can ever do with your money. And I think it's great because we have an objective outlook on all of the things that are going on in your life, whether it's your cash flow and budget, mm-hmm. whether it's your insurances, your taxes, your estate plan, your titling, your investments. It goes over everything and looks at you holistically, which is why planning is so important to me. We are also a small boutique firm, and we clear through Commonwealth Financial Network. And I'll let Jason explain more about what Commonwealth does for us as a professional resource.
Yeah, so kind of to finish your question, Tom, I think being a comprehensive part, I kind of look at it. Some people call it a personal CFO model. Some people call it a quarterback model.
Coach.
Yeah, coach, quarterback. So, you know, when you think about that, really what it is when it comes to implementing a plan, so we'll design the plan. We're the ones that come in with the strategy, creativity, the education to help people make the decisions. And then it's a function of bringing in the right professionals within the implementation. So when it comes to estate planning, we're going to work with estate planning attorneys. When it comes to the tax planning, we want to bring in great CPAs and tax planners. You know, when it comes to insurance, there are insurances that we don't sell, property and casualty and other things. So we bring in those people. So for us, and other people that we work with are family members that are helping make decisions. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the senior population in particular, we're working a lot of time with their housing choices and trying to figure out, you know, what they can afford. And so for us, trusted advisors and the collaboration, and trusted advisor is such a broad term, but I want to find people that can implement the parts of the plan because we don't do everything.
Right, right.
But that's really important.
One thing, too, just to add to that, we actually have professional resources right here, which have been a lot of guests on your show. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for being one of those as well.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Every market segment has its challenges. Talk a little bit about the challenges of working with older clients, senior clients. I'd just be interested in your take on that. Yeah. And you can be anecdotal or you can be general.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller at heart. So
tell some stories.
Yep, absolutely. So this morning I had a meeting and the discussion became a continuation of a 10-year-old discussion. I said, you're probably going to find yourself 70 years old. You're going to have to start taking your required minimum distributions and you can't delay Social Security anymore. So they're going to essentially turn into a surplus of income. It's a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
And for now 4 months, we have discussed what can they do with their money besides spend it on themselves. And so we have discussed things such as funding grandchildren's accounts. And the reason I'm going this direction is because you have two very different personalities.
This is a couple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A blended family. So they both have kids from separate marriages, and they're trying to come together and build an estate plan, and you're watching the personality. And so we will probably discuss it three more times before they come to a census. And so working with couples as they're aging and seeing the financial ramifications, they can finally see that they're not going to run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're open to looking at other things. Other parts of the challenge, I guess, of working with people are understanding their own limitations. We have seen changes. So when people call in about their money, 90% of the time it has to do with their family or their health. It's amazing that the center of their focus on money, when things are going awry, and a quick analogy here would be their statement comes in the mail, they open it up, and it's down for the month.
Mm-hmm.
So they're upset. But the reason they're upset is because now they're worried about money because they just had to lend their child some money.
Because they thought they could.
Yep. Yep. Or because they found out they had a health issue. And so when those things come about, all of a sudden the focus changes. And so most, 90% of the reason that people get upset about their money is because of their health and their family situation.
Interesting.
Yep.
You talked earlier in the conversation about the kinds of questions that you kind of lay in front of your potential clients or clients if you've taken them on and they've taken you on. I'd be curious to know what kind of questions your clients have when they first walk in the door.
Well, the biggest one is oftentimes about fees. One of the hardest ones that I think I had to answer very early in my career was, why do all financial advisors want everything that you have? And I thought,
you mean want to know everything that you have, or they want every
they
want
to gather all your assets, and why do you need to know so much? And it's like, well, we want to know if you have a mortgage on your house. Mm-hmm. We especially want to know if you have a reverse mortgage on your house.
Right.
We want to be able to talk about what those implications are. And some people like to have multiple bank accounts, or they chase returns and those kinds of things. And there is a situation where you do have to be aware of where your assets are. I mean, I think everything that I've gone to in the caregiving community is to make sure that you know what your resources are, to make sure that you have a good account. So if anybody should have to have to step in, they can. And simplifying is huge. You know, the world's getting very, very complex, and there's a lot of information out there. And one of our goals in our mission statement is to be the trusted financial advisor, but we want to be a trusted financial resource as mm-hmm. well.
And some of the questions that we get start with how people perceive us. I've had clients call us their estate planners, their investment people, their broker, their financial planner, all kinds of different terms. And so it typically comes from what is the need that that client has. And so working with the senior population, first is, am I going to run out of money? And I think it centers around, most of the time, healthcare issues in the future. And so sometimes it's budget, sometimes it's our current spending. You know, it seems to be exceeding what we're bringing in. A lot of people don't want to touch a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it conceptually, someone has saved their whole life. It's hard to turn them into a spender.
Right, sure.
When they're no longer working. So it's a difficult change, but most people had planned to spend their money down. And so when people come in, they want to get that first bit of security that I'm not going to run out of money. And then sometimes it's, well, if I get sick, what happens? Or if I pass away, what happens? So then, you know, it leads into those discussions mm-hmm. a lot about health and mortality and some of the things that an older generation looks at a little bit more readily than the baby boomers, for example.
You had talked earlier on about that you decided you wanted to be in Wilmington. Being a local firm, do you think that's sort of a that's looked upon as a very, very positive thing on the part of your clients? You're here. They can knock on your door. They can walk in the front door. You're not a phone call away. You're not, you know, a sort of webinar away.
Yeah, and they're not getting pushed to a call center
right.
or something like that. For us, you know, especially the senior market, if I need to come to your house, I'm coming to your house as well, too. So that certainly helps. I think the some of the things that apply, you know, I know how long an air conditioning unit lasts in Eastern North Carolina, when mm-hmm. we got salt in the air.
Right.
And so you go into retirement thinking you don't have any expenses because you paid everything off. You know, we know that an air conditioning unit isn't going to last forever in
right.
retirement. And so there's certain fundamentals of just being in the area that we know from a financial side. But then there's also the resources, which I think are most critical. You know, you have kids that are now in Indiana, New York, and Texas, and the parents are here. Especially if one of the spouses pass away, or if they're a single person, they're going to come to us and say, we trust you with our entire financial future. Who would you recommend us for this decision or that decision? And so having a knowledge of who's around can, you know, everything from an electrician
sure.
to a home care mm-hmm. company or, you know, medical professionals.
Right.
I mean, we really have gotten a good broad scope of the local folks.
Could you each individually briefly tell me what you're proudest of in terms of the work that you do?
Oh, wow. I am extremely excited that I got to meet one of my clients' grandchildren recently.
That's got to be great.
It's very rewarding. I met him when he was in his mid-60s, and he came to Pathfinder with me. Thank goodness. He was very excited too. And from there, we've seen him take his RMDs, help him figure out how he wanted to position those. And his granddaughter was in the office just yesterday.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
Personal relationships.
Yep. Personal right. relationships,
and
watching it grow, watching what you're working for.
Yeah,
that's what you're working for.
I'd say on a high level, you know, we talk about purpose-driven life. And for me, you know, it's just a weird way to say it, but, you know, I am here to save financial lives.
Mm-hmm.
And philosophically, you know, the world, you know, we work on marketing and sales and, you know, it's everything we can do to trade our time for money and then basically take our money and give it to companies. And so for me, it's making sure people are protected, secure, and that they can live the life that they want to live. Now, on more of a personal basis, some of my proudest moments were being asked to speak at funerals. And that's kind of a, you know, a dark way to look at it, but it's an honor.
Absolutely.
It's absolute honor that people have done that for me. And, you know, every day, we have clients that tell our staff or, you know, tell Rob or I that, you know, the reality is I couldn't have made it through life without you. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a 94-year-old client that still, every time she comes in our office, 2 days later, we're getting a handwritten note telling us how much she appreciates us and everything we've done
for
her.
That's great. Before we wrap up, tell us how our listeners can get a hold of you and have more in-depth conversations about the kind of services you offer.
Always, we're available by phone, 910-793-0616. And of course, we're online. We just launched our new website, and that web address is www.pathfinderwc.com.
Great. I've always believed that the three busiest marketplaces where there's the most presence in Wilmington is in chiropractors, home care agencies, and investment advisors. Today you've had an opportunity, our listeners have had an opportunity to hear from Pathfinder Wealth Management, Jason Wheeler, who's a co-founder, and Megan Kopka, the business development director. You've made a good case for why you stand out above all the rest. So thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it.